We'll head across the Bay Bridge now, where celebrations have been taking place to mark the centennial of the 1915 Panama Pacific Exposition. You may recall this nearly year-long event marked the opening of the Panama Canal. That was the Panama part. But it was also a showcase for new inventions and fun and music. The old-style lights on the ferry building featuring the date 1915 were turned off back on December 4th, as they were on that date a century earlier, which marked the last day of the fair. But the celebration isn't over yet, and that's the case for an online exhibit that we're going to hear about now. KALW's Stephen Short talked with the curator of Popular Songs of the Panama Pacific International Exposition, who points out that evil sometimes scuttled around behind the bright lights and industrial innovations. And a note to our listeners, sound recording was in its infancy a century ago. So while the music in this piece was originally heard during the 1915 Expo, most of the songs in this story were recorded in the 1980s by the Chrysanthemum Ragtime Band.
You know, it was not always easy going to get the 1915 fair off the ground. Because if you think of the date, you may recall that there was a great war that consumed Europe in 1914 to 18, World War I.
James Keller is the curator of an online exhibit for the Society of California Pioneers. It's part of their ongoing commemoration of the Pan Pacific Expo, held in San Francisco back in 1915.
The world is waiting for the day. They're going to the Golden Gate Frisco. Go on and make us proud.
And part of his job was to set that era to music.
We'll end that scrap in Europe at that San Fran Pan American Fair.
While reference to war may have been unusual, Keller says songs about current events at the time were very common.
Anything that becomes particularly newsworthy at this time turns into something to be celebrated in a song.
Hello, Central, can't you see?
One of the most momentous advancements that occurred in connection with the PPIE was the introduction of transcontinental telephone service.
Think of it. It's nothing to call anyone anywhere today. But this was the first time in the history of the world that you could actually talk to someone in a remote location and they could hear you and talk back.
In fact, the AT&T company opened its transcontinental phone line just before the opening of the fair itself, but they actually delayed the opening of commercial service until just before the fair was going to open, so that it became part of the whole publicity and boosterism package for the fair. Yet another wonder to go to the fair to witness.
Alexander Graham Bell, the man credited with inventing the telephone, was there and recreated that now famous first conversation with his assistant, Mr. Thomas Watson. There are no recordings of that famous exchange, so we'll have to settle for this dramatization by actors Don Ameche and Henry Fonda in the 1939 movie, The Story of Alexander Graham Bell.
Ahoy, Mr. Watson. Can you hear me now? Mr. Watson?
I'm here. I want you.
You're tough.
And so they said those same words, but this time they were being transmitted from New York to San Francisco. And the song that this gave rise to remains a little bit famous to this day. Hello, Frisco.
Cute compositions like this were crowd pleasers, but so were more substantial songs, such as ballads and military marches.
Well, yes, marches were very important. Those were quite popular.
But the author of one of these, the San Francisco-Panama 1915 March, became more famous than his song when he ended up in San Quentin prison.
Yes, quite an astonishing author. His name was Damascus Gajour.
Gajour claimed to have sold one of his marches for $52,000 in 1911. That would be the equivalent of well over $1 million today, a truly unbelievable sum. Keller didn't believe it either, so he did some research and found a newspaper story from 1915 while the fair was still in progress, saying that our composer had been arrested at his home in Oakland for murder.
And it turns out that Damascus Gajour had gotten into some very shady dealings with a money lender in Oakland. He had borrowed $1,000. The money lender came and demanded payment back. Gajur stuffed him into a closet, stabbed him 2 times, and was just at the point of dragging his body out onto his front porch where he could hang him from the front porch to show the world how evil moneylenders are. At that point, his son-in-law arrived and said, "You cannot do that." They sent him off to San Quentin, gave him a life sentence for murder, second-degree murder. He arrived at San Quentin and immediately founds a San Quentin penitentiary band and directs it and writes lots of more music for it.
Gajur, citing his good deeds, applied for parole. This was denied because a life sentence for murder must be served. But Gajur was later released after he had a stroke.
If you had a stroke, you could get out of prison. They would rather have you out on the streets rather than have to care for you in the hospital.
Oh, he's not going to cause much problem now. He's had a stroke.
That was certainly the attitude. And so they released him. And it was another surge of publicity. So here we have a murderous composer, of which there are really not very many in the history of music. There are a few, but it brought me great joy to be able to add another to the list, Damascus Gajur.
The good old days weren't always as innocent as some of us might like to imagine. Sometimes temper and passion flared from under the starched collars and flowery hats, as we've just learned.
One thing I love about the popular songs of this era is how vividly they bring alive a moment that is gone. When we listen to these songs, if there's a recording, it may last only 3 minutes, but for 3 minutes, we're really there. They take us right back to the PPIE of 1915.
Lost in Another Era, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.